forsake me never. She will not fail me as long as my faith is strong. Whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take His hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand.
shout a loud hallelujah. A Jericho destroying hallelujah. As many people as are here tonight, you know that the speaking word to the prayer meetings of tonight, we speak war unto every mountain confronting you. Let them shout in loudness, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Not worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord,
O Lord,
to receive glory, honor,
and
Jesus is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus,
is Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Lift up Jesus, is King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords.
He is King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Kings. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
sing it loud and clear.
He is King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
Lift up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He is Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Lift up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He is King of Kings.
Hallelujah. Praise, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise. Come on. Lift Jesus higher. Oh, lift him higher. Lift him up for the world to see. For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up for the world to see.
The world to see.
For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw
Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher.
Yes.
Lift Jesus higher.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up for the world to see. For he said,
if I be lifted up from behind, I will draw all men. One more time. Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher.
By
by the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the raising of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the raising of anointing.
By the anointing, Jesus Christ, you. By the Holy Ghost, I'm found, just as the prophet said. This is the day of the Lord's reign. God is moving in His power again. By anointing, Jesus Christ, you. Not by power.
It's not by power.
Not by power.
It's not by might.
Thank you, Jesus. Silence now. All eyes closed. There are some chains presented here tonight which must of a necessity be broken. There are some people here tonight whose testimony, whose miracles can no longer wait. There are some people here tonight who have been under heavy yoke for a long time. Therefore, let there be perfect silence now. Don't talk until I ask you to talk. Don't say anything at all. Don't sing, don't say amen. Just concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ. Concentrate on the man of Calvary. I want you to understand that you are not here to encounter a man. You are here to encounter the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who is more than sufficient. The everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. The one who knows no impossibility. That is the person you have come here to meet. Silence. Complete silence. You three witches that have swallowed this woman, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, when my foes and my enemies shall come upon me to eat my flesh, to stumble and to fall. So in the name of Jesus, vomit her now. It is not an advice. It's a decree. Vomit her right now. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. The air on the head of this person that you cleverly cut and you took away and took it to your coven, thereby stealing the glory of this man, stealing the glory of this child, and stealing the glory of this woman. Right now, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, return the glory you have stolen and return the air. Right now, in the name of Jesus. That head is on fire. The pregnancy of the strong man that has occupied your womb area and is embarrassing your life, embarrassing your marriage, right there where you are, I order you to fall into labor like a woman about to deliver. Every plantation of that spirit husband, push them out, 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 in the name of Jesus. It's coming out. Yes. I saw somebody in the gallery over there. Another person is on the gallery by my right hand side there. If all the money that has come to your hand had stayed, there will have been no problems. But because there is a strange padlock on your two hands, you have been losing them. So right there where you are, fire is burning on your two hands. And the padlock of darkness there, it's been roasted. It's been roasted. That's the power of God coming upon you. Get yourself ready now. When I say amen, you shout a sevenfold amen. That's right. Every yoke of infirmity, every yoke of affliction, every yoke of stagnancy, every yoke of frustration, every yoke of disappointment, every yoke of get and lose, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, the burden shall be removed from off the shoulder and the yoke broken from the neck. Because of the anointing. By the anointing that breaketh yokes. All these yokes break in the name of Jesus. Shout the amen again. all eyes closed. If you are that person here, they wanted to kill you and use you as a ritual animal, but you escaped. What they did to you that day, the remnant is still in your body. The remnant is still harassing your life. You were captured, but God set you free. If you are that person, run quickly to this altar here and be on your knees. Everybody will now pray these prayers. It's a prayer that has helped thousands and thousands of people, and it's certainly going to help you here tonight as you pray them. Even if you don't come from a village, don't worry. Pray the prayer anyway. Say, thou power of village witchcraft, you are a liar. Down in the name of Jesus. Something is going on over there. Bapata sepila katende kya. Ribosopande kaya boshente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, say this loud and clear. You will mention your family name. Say, yokes. Can you shout it loud? Battling the family of Olukoya. Can you shout it louder than this? Pray! In the name of Jesus. Yes, Masika Tende Yabo Shentera Basanta. In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you are in this meeting, you know, or your parents told you, that the person who took your delivery when you were born was a native doctor. A witch doctor took your delivery. Please quietly find a way to this altar and pray this destiny changing prayer the way you've never prayed before. Everybody here will raise up their voices in fire and thunder. And you pray this loud and clear. Yes! That defeated my parents. I am not your candidate. Die! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards me at this altar here. Father, these hands that are stretched forward here, let these hands become the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of power, the hands of strength, the hands of glory, the hands that shakes down the citadel of hell. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. Masikatenda ya boshande. Ribo sepila ni katenda. Any infirmity that this hand touches tonight, let the infirmities go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready. Any sick part of your body, whether it's the leg, it's the head, or anywhere, smite it 21 times while shouting, blood of Jesus. Let's go. Masikapula kaya boshande rabosan, deketera boshente rabasanta la kaya boshanta. Amen. Check your body now. Do what you could not do before. Immediately you find that you have been healed, run very quickly to the altar here. Don't let the enemy put the problem back. You arrow of affliction on the eyes, arrow of affliction in the brain, arrow of affliction in the breast, arrow of affliction in the backbone, arrow of affliction in the right leg, arrow of affliction underneath the arm, I command you to depart now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Run quickly to this altar. Somebody has received healing at the gallery over there. Come down from the gallery. Yes. But the devil does not put that problem back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Right there where you are again, pick a song of praises and sing it again loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Jehovah is good. His power is an everlasting power. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The plantation of the wicked must be uprooted. Completely completed. Amen. I'm going to pray now. Let your amen be super dynamic as I pray. This is not an ordinary prayer. It's a prayer to move you from the minimum to the maximum. Therefore, let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we are in this meeting tonight to address embargoes, to address powers that do not want your people to move forward. Right there where your people are tonight, anything planted into anyone's body to slow down their journey of life, or to cause backsliding, to cause a pulling down of destiny, no matter how deeply rooted they are, no matter who planted them, no matter where they are planted from, it is written that the strangers shall be afraid, and they shall flee out of their close places. Strangers in the body, strangers in the spirit, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Where you have never made progress, receive the anointing to progress. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Where roads have been blocked against you, I command the road to open now. All the powers that are blocking your open doors tonight, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered. 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 Let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Every wasting power assigned against anyone here, be wasted, 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 in the name of Jesus. Silence. Check your body again. You brought the situation here. That thing you could not do, do it right now. Move that leg, move that hand, and find your way to the altar once Jesus has healed you. Do it very, very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now stretch your two hands forward. Somebody who wants to receive a present. Right. And when I make this pronouncement, you will shout a sevenfold, I receive it. I receive it. Seven times. Then you add, in the name of Jesus. Father, as many of your children stretching forth their hands now, this year, and at this very first meeting, the blessings that cannot be contested with, the favor that will swallow every past failure, let it be the lot of your children in the name of Jesus. This year, the anointing to terrify your enemies, the anointing to have open doors where doors are closing on others, the anointing for heaven to favor you, the anointing for heaven to select you, the anointing for you to have open doors wherever you go. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Now begin to pronounce blessings upon your own life. Pronounce the blessings of God upon your own life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. While standing, take another song of praises in your mouth again. And sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Father, in our next prayer session here, let there be no one who will go home with a plastic experience. Lay your hands upon your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat and take our Bibles, please. There is a battle we need to fight here tonight. And we have already started the battle. And it's a good thing we do this very early in the year. It's called crushing satanic embargo. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, crushing satanic embargo. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Remember, this is a prayer meeting. So please understand the principle, the purpose of the prayers. Isaiah 58:6. He said, is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the band of wickedness. The bands of wickedness. The bands of wickedness. The bands of wickedness. The bands of wickedness. It was about 10 years ago. They brought a woman in. The woman was by the press down there at that time. She discharged herself from the hospital and asked her children to bring her here. Service had started. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. Couldn't do anything. So she laid on the floor by the press side there. And prayers started. I can't remember the prayer we prayed on that day. All of a sudden, something lifted up this woman and let her stand on her feet. She was on the floor. She was lifted up. She was now on her feet. The children were watching her. They were surprised. All of a sudden, she began to turn around. She was turning, turning fast, 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 fast. After some violent turnings, at the back of that place, she fell down. When she fell down now, she stood up by herself. She could not walk. She could not talk. She could not do everything. So, Mama, what happened? Mama, what happened? Mama, what happened? She said as the prayer started, God opened her eyes. She found that she was tied all around with rope. Tied, tightly with rope. Beloved, that was a rope that the scan in the hospital could not see. That was the scan that the medical test could not detect. There is no microscope that can see a demon or a satanic presence in the person's body. She said she saw that she was tied up. Then one man came to her and lifted her up and held the rope and was removing it. As man was on the rope, she started turning around. When that rope finished, that's when she fell down. And by the time she stood up, everything had normalized. This is what the Bible means by loosing the bands of wickedness. The purpose of that band was to paralyze the woman and to keep her stagnant. This is why I'm prophesying on anyone who is here tonight. And there is a band of unseen wickedness around you. Let that band be loosed. Amen. That amen is not loud enough. In the name of Jesus. Is this not the path that I've chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness. There are some bands of wickedness that cannot be loose without adding fasting to your prayer. To undo the heavy burdens. To undo the heavy burdens. That is, heavy burdens is something that somebody did. Now, it is to undo that heavy burden. Here am I speaking to you from here. You have not offended me. And I hope I have not offended you. But if as I'm here now, you took this pulpit, you carried two or three speakers here, and you put it on my head on this pulpit, and you still give me the microphone to be talking, I may still be talking, but it won't be like before again. Why? There is a load upon the head. The purpose of heavy burden is to slow a man down or to stop him. I decree upon your life that every heavy burden assigned to slow you down or to stop you, you will stop them before they stop you. Let that amen roar like thunder. And to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. A spiritual embargo is a terrible thing. Because an embargo is a prohibition, a ban. It means to arrest, to restrain, or to detain, to put full stop, to give an injunction. To give an injunction. Many years ago when I was teaching biology in school, I learned a lesson from two mothers. Deep lessons from two mothers. One mother came to my class one day. I said, "Good morning, sir." And I said, "Good morning." He said, "Are you a teacher of teaching?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." He said, "What kind of teacher are you?" He said, "Because since this girl has been coming here for teaching, I have never seen the mark of your whip on her body." So what kind of teacher is this? You don't beat people. I said, "Well, you don't beat people when it's not necessary to beat them." That is a lie. This girl is not good. Sir, if you beat her, I will not complain. I'm coming to thank you. She went away. One mother. The other time, another mother came too and called me out. She said, "Are you the teacher of this girl?" I said, "Yes." I said, "You better advise her. All her friends have boyfriends. She doesn't have. And even one man coming to look for her. The man has a Mercedes Benz. My girl does not want to see the man at all." I said, "Advise her." Two mothers. One wants to repair the destiny of her daughter. The other one wants to place an embargo on her destiny. I'm praying for somebody here. Every embargo by domestic witchcraft placed on the life of anyone here, let the embargo scatter in the name of Jesus. Let the embargo scatter in the name of Jesus. So very serious matter we're talking about today. I want you to understand this. I've shared this with you before. It's an example of an embargo. At the age of 37, a lady eventually found a husband who wanted to marry her. 1 week to the wedding, the man came and said, "Sorry, I cannot marry you. Because you are too short." And they say short people are bad. That was the end of that marriage. At 39, she found another person. Right there, close to Adekule there, a bus ran into the man. The man died instantly. 41, she found somebody else. And when they even got to church, and somebody challenged that marriage inside the church, the marriage could not go on. So in that wise, there was an embargo on a marriage. There was no embargo on her job because she has a good job. No embargo on her career. She has a good career. But they placed an embargo on that. I'm praying for any brother or sister here. there is presently an embargo on your marriage. Let that embargo be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. They brought a girl for deliverance. The father brought her. It was the father who came to our meeting first. After the father had attended one or two meetings, he got home one night and said, "Today, all of us in this family, we are going to do vigil. Everybody must participate in this vigil." Everyone was happy to participate. But his 13-year-old daughter said, "Daddy, I want to sleep." I said, "Well, you will sleep, but it's when you finish." I said, "No, I want to sleep the sleep now." I said, "Is it compulsory to be in the vigil?" I said, "If I'm your father, you must participate." I said, "If I'm the vigil, I refuse to talk." "You must talk. You must talk. If not, I will beat you." So she kept quiet. They ate dinner. She refused to eat. 12 o'clock, the man called for the vigil. They started prayer. She was not talking. She was mumbling words. And the man was getting angry. So at a stage, the man now forced her to pray one of the prayers. Then all hell was let loose. She began to confess to serious witchcraft. And she said, "Daddy, all the money you have made, you are making, and you will continue to make, I have put it on top of an iroko tree." And the man said, "No problem. Just go to the iroko tree and bring it back." The girl smiled and said, "No, Daddy, what you know? They have spent it. Who are the days?" I said, "This guy, you will die today." He went and brought a big stick. The mother advised him, "Daddy, let your brain work. Somebody told you that the whole of your money is on top of an iroko tree. And you think beating her will bring it down. Take her to church." That's when they brought the girl here. There was an embargo on the finances of that man. In my presence, the girl asked the father, said, "Daddy, did they not give you a check of 5 million 3 days ago?" The man said, "Yes." "That check is in our meeting." I said, "But I've lodged it to my account." The girl laughed. At enough. They have spent it. Can you close your eyes? Every witchcraft embargo on my finances, pray in the name of Jesus. Then we pray. I want you to try and understand. Do you know that there can be food before you? You have food. They are eating it before you eat it. Do you know that you can have money? It's already been spent. You're just holding it. What you have is the curse of the money. With boiling anger in your spirit. If you like, you can keep quiet. No problem. Powers! Spending my money before I spend it. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Masatanika. Somebody is breaking through. Somebody is breaking through. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm trying to explain embargo to you so you understand it. A woman in Nigeria here, she has plenty of money, but she's been married for 18 years. She didn't have a child. She tried all kinds of things. They now recommended to her a very good professor of fertility somewhere in Germany. But it's very, very expensive. But she could afford it. She went. When she got there, there were 7 women on appointment that day. And they were seeing this professor, an old man. He's been a professor for 40, 50 years, I think so. They will come in. The professor will give them an injection. 6 women before had been given their injections. They've gone. They became atom. Atom. The professor took the syringe, put it inside the injection bottle. All of a sudden, the bottle fell down. Plus the syringe. The bottle broke. All the drugs were on the floor. The professor was surprised. So surprised, the professor said, all my years as a doctor, this has never happened to me before. So the professor opened the fridge, brought out another bottle. I was trying to warm it up a little bit before she put the syringe. All of a sudden, in the full gear of this woman, this professor had stroke. Right hand gone, right leg gone, and the professor fell down. Nobody could give her the injection again. There was an embargo on a childbearing. Tonight, it's not a night to play or to joke. There is unconscious embargo. Very dangerous indeed. There is a conscious embargo. You know that something is preventing you from doing certain things. There is inherited embargo. Your father never got there and something doesn't want you to get there. There is self-inflicted embargo. And this is something you know you should not do. You went and did it, and now there's a problem. It's a self-inflicted embargo. Like that girl that I told, don't commit fornication. She went for the fornication. Because they told her that her breasts were small. She went for the fornication. Got pregnant. Pregnancy resulted in triplets. One baby went into the 4th fallopian tube. Second baby went another fallopian tube. One stayed in the womb. When she was going to die of ectopic pregnancy, they had to cut off the 2 fallopian tubes. It's a self-inflicted embargo. There is environmental embargo. You are living in a place that has put a limit on anyone who lives there. Anyone who lives there, you live in that kind of place. It is an environmental embargo. There are some places, if you come in with something, you go out with nothing. There are some places people live in. People don't celebrate anything good there. It's environmental embargo. I'm praying right now that any environmental embargo troubling the destiny of anyone here, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is automatic failure mechanism embargo. Automatic failure. That is programmed embargo. Immediately the person wants to go to a particular level, the thing will stop the person. Will stop the person at that level. Automatic failure once you approach the place. There is forced embargo. They force the embargo on the person. There is transferred embargo. Somebody transfers his embargo into your life. And one of the easiest ways to transfer embargo is through sexual intercourse. A man is told, if you ever want to make it in your life, go and look for a woman who is supposed to prosper. And then just sleep with her. Collect materials from her body and bring it. So the man goes to look for a woman who is supposed to be a human gold mine. To sleep with the woman, collects materials from her body, takes it away. Then that woman runs into poverty. And the man becomes exceedingly rich. There are many women, listen to me now here, who have transferred their own virtue. That is why women of destiny, they don't remove their skirt very quickly. Women of destiny. But those who don't really bother with their destiny, they will sleep with A, B, C, D all over the place. And not knowing and they are selling off their virtues. That is witchcraft embargo. It's the witches have decided that the person is not moving. So every day, the name of the person is on the agenda. At the meeting, they mention the name. Say, has he left the same position? Say, no. So you, make sure he does not leave that position. So they block the person. Witchcraft embargo. And a lot of people don't understand. You see, in the beginning, the ear of a person is called the gate into the spiritual realm. The ear of a person in those ancient days is regarded as a place where the enemy can enter into a person's life. Therefore, to prevent demons, evil spirits from afflicting somebody through the ear, they punch hole into the ear, use the blood as a ritual, and put in earrings. So in those days, the origin of these earrings people are putting on is in amulets, magic charms, sorcery that people put in their ears for protection. So in those days, people carry a lot of idols on their ears, gods on their ears, amulets on their ears, just for protection. And this has now been modernized. And people now think it's just fashion. In those days, that punching of hole and the blood, it is that blood they need it for the idol they are going to put in the air. If God wanted you to punch your ears, he will punch it from your mother's womb. If God wanted you to be smoking, he will put a hole in your forehead from your mother's womb so that the smoke can be coming out. There are so many things that God has done, but people just look for a way to put themselves under witchcraft embargo. Listen and listen to me well. If a man does not drink alcohol, nobody can poison him through alcohol because he does not drink alcohol. If somebody wants to poison the whole community, he goes to poison their water because he knows that everybody must drink water. The devil knows that women love jewelry and all those things. Of course, clever devil, what will he do? He will put his embargo on those materials. Some of those things you are putting on to look good, is embargo. That's why when some people go for deliverance, the miracle they receive in that deliverance gun is partially because they take all those things away. In Genesis chapter 35, we are about to pray now. But here, we will tell you the truth. Other pastors may not tell you. Here, we are not cosmeticians. We do spiritual surgery here. Look at Genesis chapter 35. Any wise person reading this, Genesis 35, if you are there, say yes. Look at verse 4. Sisters, look at verse 4. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the hook, which was by Shechem. Why did Jacob ask them to remove these things? Look at verse 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and unto all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. So those earrings is part of the strange gods that Jacob said, remove, before they could enter into the land of promise. Many of us, that witches cannot touch, wizards cannot touch, you go to the market and go and buy the embargo yourself and put it on. Some put it on. It is a watcher. There is something looking like the eye of a fish there. They don't know what it is. It is a watcher. Some put it on. It's a serpent. They don't know what it is. It's a serpent. Some put it on. It's a pentagram. Pentagram. It will be like six-sided thing like this. You don't know what it means. You put it on. Some put it on. They do not realize that in places where most of those things are manufactured, they first of all carry everything to the idol's house and dedicate them. And then they start selling to foolish people to be wearing. And you start putting it on. And the embargo that could not get access to your person begins to get in. So wasn't the case. Some men will even buy it as chain too and put it on their neck. They put it on their leg. they become a lame one. Because you are putting it on your leg. Put it on your leg. It's an embargo. So a simple thing like this can cause a big problem. The Bible says, my people, God's people, they perish for lack of knowledge. They are God's people. They are born again. They are Christians. They are pastors. They are ordained. They read the Bible. Say, but they perish. Why? Ignorance. Lack of knowledge. I pray that if there is anything you have in your house that is an abomination, that is speaking embargo to your destiny, let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Then there is conditional embargo. An embargo is a wicked restriction. An evil rope tied on the waist. A cry summoning you to detain. A decree issued against your advancement. An invisible cage limiting your progress. The curse and covenant of stagnation is your level of success and joy being determined by the enemy. A barrier placed on your greatness. An evil voice saying this is how far you can go. You cannot go further. Nobody in your family has ever approached this level. So you just stay where you are. An embargo is your value in life being checked. It's a satanic altar standing behind your destiny. This is the mystery of embargoes. God has only one solution to embargo, is to undo them and break them. Undo them and break them. That's why that book of Isaiah said the burden shall be removed from your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. This prayer, if you pray it and lose your voice, just watch it. If you keep quiet and be a gentleman, you won't blame this fellow trying to explain to you that there's a problem. Many are rejoicing. I thank God. I thank God for my life. And because they are enjoying some small comfort, they think there is no embargo. Not mean that what they are having is just minimum. The enemy has put an embargo on the maximum. You are supposed to be a billionaire, but you are a millionaire. So he has allowed you to keep that one. So you will not struggle for the other one. He has cleverly put an embargo on that one. With a voice that roars like fire and like thunder. Please don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. I don't worry what's happening around you. Can you shout it loud and clear? Embargo of my father's eye! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! Somebody is breaking through again. This is not a day to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. This is better. That is very good. But I want you to put in more effort. Any area you see that you are not moving the way you should move is what you should put in this prayer now. Say, witchcraft embargo on my health, on my career, on my finance, on my academics, on my marriage. Put the area you want now while these angels are moving about. Witchcraft embargo on my career! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Aha, aha. Shake it off, shake it off. Enough is enough. Continue, continue, continue. Don't get tired, don't get tired. Let your voice roar. Roar in desperate prayer. Papala kapala kapala sata. Rimasaponda kaya boshente lava. Mana rimasaponda kaya boshente. Tekatenda lava sapolaba. Bapi ali katendeka. Parimasaponda kaya boshente. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. In Jesus, then we pray. Father, I put a seal of the blood of Jesus on the prayers we are praying tonight. In the name of Jesus, we continue the prayers next time. Let us share the grace of fellowship.